Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Board meeting for Monday, November 28th, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation by Commissioner Sinigal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Before we start, Commissioner Alford, Commissioner.
I want to make sure we lay on everyone's hearts and minds about the incident that happened in Ohio, so we can say a special prayer for those individuals that were run over or whatever on that college campus.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County as their representation and voice on this court. We ask that you continue to bless this county as well as each elected official. We thank you for the past holiday that we all made it back safe. Pray for Commissioner Arnold in his absence and his family. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. We'll start on the community supervision and corrections. Item A, consider possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Cindy Cherry for her dedicated service to Jefferson County Adult Probation Department and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by both Commissioner Alford and Sinigal simultaneously. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Cindy, if you come up to the podium and bring anybody you want to bring with you.
I have my staff here, so.
Great, well, we're glad to see you've got such great support. You've done such a wonderful job for so many years over there. Says, whereas Cindy Cherry has devoted 17 years serving the citizens of Jefferson County, Texas, with 27 totals of citizens of the state of Texas with pride and professionalism. Whereas Cindy has made an outstanding contribution to the Jefferson County Adult Probation Department and the quality of criminal justice in Jefferson County. During her career with Jefferson County, she served admirably in the capacity of community supervision officer and supervisor. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Cindy has earned the respect of her colleagues and of the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Adult Probation Department, Cindy Cherry is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by her friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved, Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Cindy for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County Adult Probation Department and wishes you all the best in your retirement. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. I really plan to do this in a few years, but my husband works in the oil field, and he's gone 21 days out of the month, and he's home 9. And so kids grow and in college, and we kind of enjoy spending time together. And when he's home, I have to go to work. So we said, why don't we check into it and see what it is, and if it's okay, go ahead and go now. So we decided that after 27 years of me working in a field that I truly, truly love, that it's time for me and him to spend some time together. Thank you for your support all these years. I think I choked up. I truly love this job. And we've had opportunity to show you some successes that we've had. And I'm just glad I could be a part of it. But thank you all for all your support on this time.
Thank you. You've done a wonderful job, Cindy. I don't know what I'm going to do when I sign on my computer in the morning and don't see an email related to a criminal justice division grant from the governor's office and you're not on there. It's going to be a little bit strange. Who's going to be taking over for you?
Alcine Gilmore is going to be taking my place, so you'll be seeing her emails.
Wonderful. Thank you. And is the Sheriff's Department as a VIMA, hereby approve the resolution recognizing Charles Fancy for 33 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. And B is consider and possibly approve the resolution recognizing Billy Permenter for 16 years and 8 months of dedicated service to the Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Luper, seconded by Commissioner Sinnott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it unanimously. Is Mr. Permenter here?
No.
No, but Mr. Fancy is. If you'll come forward, please, Commissioner Weaver is going to read this resolution.
Charlie, it's my honor and privilege to read this resolution for you in retirement. Honor that. I had the opportunity to work with you for many years, and we appreciate your service in this county and to all the citizens. So with that being said, I'll read the resolution. Whereas Charlie E. Fancy has devoted 33 years and 3 months of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas Charlie E. Fancy has dedicated his talents and services as a corrections officer, a sergeant in corrections at the Jefferson County Correctional Facility, a deputy in the Patrol Division, and a deputy in the Identification Forensics Division of Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. And whereas Charlie E. Fancy has pledged his services as a deputy, making outstanding contributions to law enforcement in the Identification Forensics Division, responsible for maintaining all the investigation, arrests, and criminal-related reports, fingerprints, criminal and non-criminal mugshot photo records, sex offender registry, processes evidence from crime scenes, and maintaining archive records. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Charles E. Fancy has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas, having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Charles E. Fancy is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Charles E. Fancy for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day by Judge Jeff Grant and all commissioners. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sheriff?
You know, Charlie is one of those guys that seems like he's been around forever. He's been around this courthouse a lot longer than I have, of course I've known him, but someone that's been a face that I've seen ever since I came to work for the county in 87, he was here. And he's always been here. He's worn a lot of different hats in the sheriff's office. He's worn several different hats for me, different job assignments, and I will confess to all that some of those jobs, probably not the ones you see on TV or read about in the news and all that stuff, could be quite mundane at times. But it takes special people to do those things, people to be content and do it well. And I can honestly say Charlie's always done a tremendous job for me with a smile, no matter where he was. And that kind of attitude is hard to find. And you're going to be missed. I'm going to be a part of you. You know, that just shows you what kind of guy he is, willing to give to his community and the citizens, not just here in the sheriff's office, but even outside of work at the same time. So, Charlie,
would you like to say anything?
Well, it's been a long time here, and after 33 years, I've seen a lot of changes in this county. I've worked with 3 sheriffs now, and it's always been a pleasure to work for this county, and I felt like I've gotten something out of it, as well as me providing services for the county and the residents here, and whatever I did. I know that I'm going to miss this to a certain degree, but it's time for me to go and start another chapter with my wife and see if we can do some traveling and spend more time with the great grandkids and whatnot. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
moving back to our regular agenda. We're going to skip around a little bit more. To the addendum under Sheriff Department, I see considering possibly approve up to 90 days of medical leave without pay for attorney E. Jones. Ms. Jones needs the extension due to the severity of her medical condition, which has been documented by her physician. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by both Commissioner Weaver and Commissioner Savion. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under purchasing, item A is to consider an approved award for engineering services for community development block grant program phase five to LJA Engineering.
Judge, I want you to hold that one, or we take that one by itself for a second.
Sure.
Okay, then.
Okay, we'll hold that one for just a minute. Under purchasing, item B is to consider an approved award, execute, receive, file a contract extension for term contract for snack and drink vending machines in Jefferson County John Paul Food Service for an additional 1 year term from November 30th, 2016 to November 29th, 2017, with the option to extend for 4 additional 1 year terms. Item C is to consider an approved, execute, receive, file amendment 1 to the contract for a term contract for snack and vending machines for Jefferson County, which will remove the Court of Appeals facilities on the third floor of the Jefferson County Courthouse at the serving location under John Paul's contract. Item D is to rescind the award of proposed item 287303 Backbridge Road being passed for the lease of property as a result of buyout from Kenneth Wayne Chadwick. Item B is to consider an approved award and execute lease agreement in accordance with lease of property as a result of buyout as shown on attachment A. Item F is to consider and approve execute receive file amendment number 1 for a professional services agreement, master agreement with Garber LLC for airport improvement project work for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a lump sum amount of $85,300 for taxiway D reconstruction, construction phase services, and closeout in accordance with the RFQ for professional engineering services for the airport. And this is an FAA airport improvement project approved grant funded from FAA grant number 32 and airport budgeted funds. Okay, do I have a motion on item B through F? Seconded by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sundahl. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Now we'll go back by itself to items under A, under purchase, consider an approval award for engineering services for community development block grant program phase five to LJA Engineering.
Judge, I.
Well, let's get a motion. Seconded by Commissioner Sandoval.
I basically met with Dale this morning, and we're in the latter phases of this project, and the engineering firm that had been on the project from inception had done an outstanding job. I understood something about the certification, found out that it wasn't a mandate, and that could be accomplished. I just feel comfortable that the engineer of choice for me, since this was in my precinct, and this engineering firm would be a new engineering firm coming to do something that already been established by somebody. I don't want any problems. I would prefer that we went with Will Lorraine, the same firm we had, and I want to know how we can do it there.
Why don't we do this, Commissioner? Are we under a deadline to do that today?
Really need to get this done.
My concern is things have changed so dramatically in this area, whereas, and I feel the same way you do, Commissioners, is Will has a lot of experience with the project, and I think he knows it better. My problem is, since the state and federal government are now dictating our grading parameters on breaking the request for qualifications of these engineers, we can't put anything into the mix on how we want to grade them. We have to follow their guidelines. And normally committees are appointed. I don't know who all was on this committee, but...
There were five county employees, one from precinct one, one from precinct four, and then three from, you know, various other departments. The court, it is in the court's hands. The certification was only 5 points of the entire 100 points. And it is in the court's hands. But in order to not go to the highest ranking proposal, you have to state in court, it has to be reported in the minutes, justification for why you are not going with the highest ranking firm. There were six participants that turned in a qualification. I will say that Action was number three in the ranking.
You told me what now?
Was number three in their numbers. So they were in third.
You said the Action?
Action, that's Will Lorraine.
Okay.
LJA was number one. There was a firm in between them. And then there was Action.
Is LJA doing other work with the county?
Yes.
Work for us?
Yes.
Contract?
Oh, yes.
Question I have, you know, I can say our justification is Mr. Lorraine's experience in working on the job and several other phases of these grant-funded projects. However, the question is that going to be legal justification under the terms of the grant? Or are they going to come back and say, you got to pay all this money back because your justification is not appropriate?
And
I don't feel comfortable making that decision right now without having some legal guidance.
Could I ask this? Would it be possible? I know this is a time frame here, but it would be possible to reach out to your point of contact, the liaison for this grant?
We have tried all day today and have not gotten a response back.
If we tabled this, would that be appropriate?
Yes. If we acted on it next Monday?
Yes. Yes. Susan and our grant administrators are here in court and that she said we can wait 1 week.
My concern is this, if we do that, this is my concern, that, you know, whatever the guidelines were, I mean, that's what they are. You've done a great job in this county, and I'm not discounting that a little bit. But I just want to make sure that the guidelines are followed and adhered to, so that, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do. So that's one of the things I'd ask for tonight.
Well, my two questions would be, number one, stated justifications appropriate for the with the state. And number two, be sure that we are not going to have trouble from the other bidders for not going with our point system. So,
also, Bill, was prior knowledge of the other projects a part of the grade?
It was.
It was part of the grading system?
Yes, it says has experience. It has previous design similar types of projects, has worked on federally funded construction projects, and has worked on projects that were located in this general region.
And Action has done all those?
Yes, and they score very highly in that area.
Okay. That's one of the answers I'd like to send you also. I mean, the two.
Yeah, just making sure that we're very clear that when this question gets asked, whoever that may be, it gives that answer, that they understand, you know, what we're asking, if it falls within their justification.
Thank you, Court, and I think we're doing the right thing because we have quite a bit of pressure on this court and making decisions in reference to that. And it's best for the citizens that we serve. And in my precinct, I think this is best.
And I agree with you, Commissioner Albert, it's in your precinct and definitely want to give that due notice. But, you know, it'd go without saying that, you know,
we understand,
we may not get the answer before.
We understand, Commissioner.
Okay. All right, under...
Table.
We're also...
Yeah.
Then on turn, I spoke, we're also going to table item B under Commissioner's Court, determine the legality of adding Creative Corrections Education Foundation to list for jury donations under the government code, but, and representative of the Creative Corrections Foundation, Education Foundation, has come here today, so I wanted to invite a person picture up to the lectern, just to give us a little information about his organization, which is doing some fine work out in the community. Mr. Pitzer?
First of all, thank you for allowing me to speak here today. I spent 25 years working in the federal prison system. I retired as a warden at the U.S. Penitentiary here in Baltimore. 5 years ago, my wife and I started a foundation. We initially started as providing scholarships to children who have parents in prison. And so far, I think we've provided like 130 scholarships to those kids. Then we got looking at our own community here in Beaumont and also in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we have a lot of young people here that are going the wrong direction. So we decided to work in our own community and get some of these young adults that are heading to no return into LIT. So last year we put 32 kids into LIT. This year, right now, at this moment, we have 28 kids into LIT. And in Milwaukee, I think we've got around 20 in there. Now my wife and I have put a tremendous amount of our own money into this foundation. We invested in over $200,000 of our own money, and my company pays the salary of the employees that work for the foundation. And the bottom line is what I'm asking is you consider allowing jurors the opportunity to donate to the foundation. Now, I'm fully aware you can't recommend any area that they should donate, but if we could get the opportunity to give them the opportunity to donate to the foundation, would be very much appreciated. I do not take a salary from the foundation. All the money that I would collect would stay in the community. And we have an outstanding relationship with LIT. And the new president of LIT, Dr. Howard, has met with him several times, and he is one absolutely perfect person for that LIT. And they are on board with us. So any consideration you can give us would be deeply appreciated. Thank you.
We thank you, Mr. Pitzer. We thank you for the wonderful work that your organization is doing in the community. One of the things that's been a great concern to this commissioner's court over the last 10 years has been the fact that we have all these big industrial projects with all these jobs, and there are some people that are coming in from Houston and elsewhere to fill those jobs because we have a disconnect between a lot of our young people and the skills that are needed for those jobs.
Well, I know for a fact in my 25 years with the Bureau of Prisons, if some of these people that are in prison would have had the opportunities we're trying to give these young adults today, they would have never been in prison. So any consideration you would give us would be deeply appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Right, and I want to say, Mr. Pitzer, you and Jackie, if you want to introduce her, she's hometown hero.
Jackie Simeon is my right-hand lady, I guess also. She works with me very, very close with the foundation. She's been with the foundation for about a year now. And she keeps me politically correct most of the time.
Yeah.
Question. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. She's been a passionate advocate for this program. I've heard your presentation maybe 3 times now, and it's been outstanding, and I saw some of the statistics of what y'all accomplished already just on your initial contribution, and having her as a face of that really improves your chances of getting this done. So I appreciate you. You're from Whiskey, you're a Yankee, but we're just going to give you credit for Jackie.
Thank you. Jackie is very important to the foundation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Are we tabling this for 1 week, or are we tabling to find out the protocol?
Well, we're going to look at Government Code Section 61, I believe.
Thank you.
All right, item A, consider and approve fiscal year 2016 budget amendment for the 252nd District Court for additional court costs in the amount of $34,000. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2017 budget transfer for the jail, the purchase of four restraint chairs. Item B, C is consider and approve expenditures by the Constable Precinct 4 in accordance with the order pursuant to Section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for the purchase of a notary bond for Brian Warner in the amount of $71. Item B is consider and approve expenditures by the sheriff in accordance with the order pursuant to Section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for the purchase of the four restraint chairs in the amount of $7,036. Item C is receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending September 30th, 2016. And item F is regular county bills check numbers 427393 through 427583 for the period ending 11/21/16. Check numbers 427584 through 427799 for the period ending today. The motion on those items under audit.
I'll make the motion and a question to
the second. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver.
On the restraint chairs, I noticed they're getting four. How many do they have and what drew that number?
Texas Jail Standards Commission came down here and recommended those.
We don't have any right now.
Okay, that's that.
And that's the reason we're the only one.
It is on the recommendation of the Texas Commission on Jail Standards.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly approve authorized county judge to execute an amended agreement between Jefferson County and Tim Richardson as a professional consultant to assist in recovery deep water horizon restoration funds for the period October 1st, 2016 through September 30th, 2017. Item C is consider proposed provisions for the 2016 Texas Community Development Project and possibly approve a resolution submitting the proposed provisions to the Texas Department of Agriculture. Item B is consider and possibly approve reappointment of Charlie Reno, place two, appointed by me, and Sandra Melfi, place four, appointed by Commissioner Weaver as commissioners of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4, whose terms are set to expire on January 1st, 2017, to serve a 2-year term pursuant to Texas Health and Safety Code, Section 775.034B. I have a motion on those items under County Commissioners.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sonnegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion.
One question, and I guess it's going to be for Kathleen, if you don't mind. Give us an update on that emergency services discipline before. I know at one time there was some things going on there. We might need to get updated on that. Judge, on this A, how much are we talking about? Are we talking about when we are concluding that professional service thing?
All right. Today for it's $10,500 a month. I would note that we previously spent on our Hoogsonier Plant Marsh system restoration plan, which was developed over the last 15 years by Jefferson County Engineering, Texas Park and Wildlife, Texas General Land Office, NOAA, United States Army Corps of Engineers, Ducks Unlimited, Coastal Conservation Association, that saltwater biomass restoration plan is finally, after years being implemented, we've completed the Keith Lake Fish Path baffle, which will reduce salinity levels. Last week, a week and a half ago, we got word that from Carter Smith, the executive director of Texas Park and Wildlife, that the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation had approved a $4.8 million grant from BP oil spill funds that will be used to place siphons under the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway. Because when the Intercoastal Waterway was first dug in the 30s, it cut off the normal sheet flow of fresh water from the higher elevation of marshes on the north to the lower elevation of marshes on the south. So this is going to allow us to restore those fresh water flows through gravity-fed siphons that have already been engineered and approved by the United States Army Corps of Engineers. And the other phase is the berm, the clay berm that's been built down our 21 miles of coastline in Jefferson County was completed a couple of months ago. And we are starting to use some BPOs built on some coastal impact assistance project funds, some Hurricane Ike Round 2.2 funding, some Coastal Erosion Protection and Response Act funds that are coming in to do. We just got our Army Corps of Engineers permit to take sand a mile and a half offshore and dredge it up on the beach, and that work will start shortly. We were worried about that money because the original funding said it had to be spent by December 31st, and because of the way the Texas General Land Office issues contracts, they had to have the Corps permit before they issued the contract, and we were waiting and fighting and arguing with the Corps over numerous months, and finally got the permit a couple weeks ago. And so the GLO is contracted with the dredging service. They should start putting the sand up on the beach pretty soon. We have in the last 10 years, we also got an extension of time from the federal government on the spending of that CAP money after the first of the year that will allow us to complete the project. I don't know, we probably have received and spent $15 to $20 million so far on coastal erosion protection projects. That this company has been a huge help in allowing us to acquire. I feel like in March, you got to understand, the last 10 years we've lost 360 feet of our southern coast. It's just dissolved out to the Gulf of Mexico. What we're going to do with placing this sand is we're going to build our coastline back out into the Gulf of Mexico 400 feet, which is going to put us, according to all the coastal engineers, back to where our coast was 100 years ago. And we'll continue to provide storm surge protection in the event of hurricanes that was destroyed after Hurricanes Rita and Ike. So this is a project I'm extremely thankful for. Mr. Richardson and Mr. Lewis have gotten us, got me into many doors in Austin and at the federal government level. And once you tell people about this environmental project, itself, it's an outstanding way to do exactly what the BP oil spill funds are meant to do, which is to benefit the Gulf. If you can't go out the Gulf of Mexico and do anything to improve water quality, the way you do it is by improving the freshwater inflows into the Gulf of Mexico. And the Sabine Nature Waterway provides about 67% of the fresh water that comes into the Gulf of Mexico out of the state of Texas. So I feel like in March we're going to be seeing another $46 million. But I've got to go speak to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation Board in Baton Rouge about that in January, and then they vote in March. Feel cautiously optimistic that we're going to be able to accomplish everything that this court's been looking at for the last 25 years, with the exception maybe of the road, because all the land along our coastline, 90% of it's owned by the federal and state government, very little of it by private landholders. There's not really going to be any economic expansion down there, because there's not going to be any businesses we're going to be able to build. So we're not going to be able to sneak into the economic development side of the BP oil spill funding. But from an environmental standpoint, we're there, and I feel like we're going to do great. You asked me what time it was. I told you how to build a watch. Sorry for that. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Treasurer, item A is received file investment schedule for October 2016, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. I have a motion on that.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner
Hall. Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under engineering, item A, consider possibly approve the COVID Taylor Landing, formerly Lake Estate subdivision located off Country Club Road, precinct number 3, and property lies within the ETJ of the city of Port Arthur, been reviewed and approved by the Port Arthur Planning and Zoning, and meets all our Jefferson County engineering guidelines. Item B is to execute receipt file pipeline permit 5T16, it's a Sunoco pipeline LP for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, and repairing pipes for distribution of crude oil and replacement of the existing 962.35-foot horizontal bore parallel in the Old Sour Lake Road crossing Patna Drive and the J. Gary Survey, abstract 25 of Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Hall.
How many miles is it?
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, under district attorney, item A is to immediately file the commissioner's court announcement of an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071 for the purpose of receiving information from this council regarding pending litigation against the county. And item B is immediately filing commissioner's court announcement of an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.0725 regarding the contract being negotiated back in the deliberation of open meeting. Would have a detrimental effect on the position of the commission's court negotiations with a third person. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Hall. Any discussion? I need a voice vote on this because under B, it has to be unanimous vote of commission court. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Vote is unanimous. And it's also a requirement under that specific section that we actually record the session as opposed to doing a certified agenda. So
record?
We have to record that portion under. I have no idea why that particular provision of the Open Meetings Act has that requirement when none of the others do, but it does. We'll do a certified agenda on litigation and recording on the contract negotiation. Is there anything any collective official wishes to bring to the attention of the public about our taking action? We thank you all so much for your attendance here today, and we now turn this into the closed session.